Hi, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Creation Lightship Healing. Today is May 20th, 2013, and we are live on the Healing Highway tonight, Station 1 on bbsradio.com with Ron Amatron. And I thought it would be a good idea, since everybody likes this so much, is, Ron, if we could charge up the light being with some peace energy. And you can find the light being image at bbsradio.com/creationlightship or on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. It's over there on the right side of the page in a little icon there that says light being. So if everybody wants to just bring that up, we can get that going with some wonderful peace energy for everybody. And I'll turn it over to you, Ron.
Hey, here we go, everybody. So let's bring the light being up. And I'll count to five to energize it. So one, this is the male energies. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, everybody. So enjoy the light being. And we'll do a emotional release here. Since today's Monday, people may have had a situation over the weekend. Hopefully not, but if you did, we can help you out with that. So here we go. Releasing the energies, so stronger of what you went through. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Elizabeth.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, Ron. If you are new, we would like to welcome you, and we would like to welcome all of our regular listeners as well. If you're wondering if you have any questions or you'd like to learn more about the Creation Lightship, more about Ron, you can check out his website, creationlightship.com. There's also a link on our bbsradio.com page, the Creation and Lightship Questions and Answers document, as well as the Creation Lightship Wikipedia link, which can both be accessed through both of those websites. So we'd like to welcome everybody tonight to the Healing Highway. We will be taking callers this evening. If you'd like to call in about your experience maybe with the money codes that Ron did, I believe it was on the Friday show, Friday or Saturday show on BBS. If you had any sort of experience with that over the weekend and you'd like to share that with us, our call-in numbers are toll-free for the U.S. and Canada, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Or you could try line 4, which is 530-413-5011. 530-413-5011. And you can also send me your questions at clsquestions@yahoo.com. If you have anything you'd like to share with us, a testimonial, something maybe paranormal that happened to you, kind of talk about many different issues here on the Healing Highway, which is our Monday evening show. So feel free to send them over. And also, if you have any questions you want me to read out on the air tonight, it's clsquestions@yahoo.com. Okay, Ron, so I'm bringing our first question tonight from a listener who is actually wondering about the cash flow and money barcode removals. And they had a question about that, and they were wondering if we could get a sample clearing for the judgment for the words that we use, expensive and cheap, and maybe clear judgments on amounts like high numbers and a low number, like, for example, a cost, oh, that is expensive, or oh, that is cheap. And this listener is wondering if these are programs.
Well, very possibly. So I need everybody, since there's so many there, to think of, I'll do three clearings. Well, think of what you'd like to have cleared. That would be a program, very possibly. Yeah, wow. Okay, so here we go. Think of the first thing, maybe think of something with price, the cost of something, the price. I would guess that the program that you would have is dealing with that's too much money or something. I'm assuming that, but it may not be, but that's kind of what I think we're going for here. So think of whatever that would be, the first one, and here we go. Going to release that from you. So one, two, three, four, and five. Wow, and again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, the next one is a phrase that I just thought of that everybody probably has heard of. Oh, day late, dollar short, something like that. So if you want to clear that, we could do that. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And possibly people might be playing the lottery, thinking that they may win it, and somebody does win, typically, but they have that you feel lucky, you know, that, oh, this is my day, I'm going to be money or something. Powerball. So here we go. Do that energy from you in case you have that addiction of playing lottery all the time. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, do you have any other questions, Elizabeth?
Not from that particular listener. So I hope that kind of helps you out and answers the question. It's funny, we don't really think about luck, but that shapes often our perception of how much we have or where we are in life. And I was just thinking, Ron, would that be a good thing to do your psychic billboard clearing with? Like if you feel like you're an unlucky person or a lucky person, I would imagine that both of those would be things you would want to clear. Or how would you maybe, you know, change your luck? Or I don't know, is that even something you'd want to do?
I would think that if you know, we're looking at programs, so we have words that are connecting to you, making you do things, okay? So we have to look at that aspect. And you probably want to do timeline crashes on it because that would be an emotion. So, you know, it'd be an addiction that you're dealing with a word that means something that an addiction would be an addiction of having lack of money. That's what I think people are probably talking about, is they need like to have more income. So that would be a mind program, which would be like an addiction because you're always recycling it over again. I would do that type of clearing on it, do a timeline crash. So we could do that here. I'll do a sample. But you need to think of something that you're dealing with money. Here we go. Releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we also have, we have the prosperity bundle, and in that, I think we have the slavery clearing. So you may want to experience that too. But remember, if you're a slave, that probably would indicate that you don't have much money. They owned you. So that aspect standpoint, we're probably all slaves, but you may want to, you know, do that. Save the bills anyway, so back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it seems like that prosperity bundle would be a really great clearing to do, maybe in addition to the psychic billboard mind projection clearing for a month and see how that would work out. If you're looking for any of these clearings, they're all on creationlightship.com, and the one that Ron recommends that you do first is your whole lifetime emotional clearing before you go ahead and start doing any of these other clearings. But they do really work, and they are very effective. And we've had a lot of testimonials from people who have used them very successfully to kind of progress more on their own healing highways. So that also made me think of when you said the word slave, Ron, about the soul family contract. And, you know, if your ancestors were maybe poor and they were immigrants who came to this country and they really struggled, I mean, that could be in your, you know, your soul family contract or something, and you might want to do some clearing on that. Or maybe you had, you know, grandparents who were children of the Depression and they always had to kind of scrimp and save, and that kind of got ingrained into your, you know, energetic life here on Earth. So, Ron, do you want to maybe talk a little bit about the soul family contract and how that may have an effect on your finances in the here and now?
Yeah, it's. I'm looking more like the other people in your soul family coming into your body, making you feel a certain way, because they do that.
Okay.
Spirit of other people that's living will come into your body, and if you happen to have a situation, let's just say that you're dealing with lack in your life for some reason. Maybe you lost your job and having a hard time finding a job. Well, maybe some of the people in your soul family also don't have a job, and they are in a better situation than you, but they want to have that experience longer of not having a job, so they hop into your body, making you unemployable. Remember, those spirits of the other people can come into your body because you have the same resonance from your soul family. So that's how you have these unexplained contracts and agreements, and you may have something happen to you, and you go, man, why did that happen? I know better than this here, you know? I learned that lesson, I thought, and now I have it repeated again. Why did this happen to me? Well, it's because somebody in your soul family didn't want to experience that awful situation, and you probably raised your hand. Your spirit said, yeah, I'll do that. I've shut my finger in the car door 50 times. I can do it again for the 51st. Or, I've lost $100 bills out of my wallet or had my wallet stolen a bunch of times, leaving it around someplace. I'm absent-minded, and you think that you learned it, but somebody in your soul family wanted to have that same experience, and you go, I'll do that for them. So that's your setups and agreements. And it can get worse, but we won't get into that. But anyway, so that's what happens with your soul family agreements and contracts, is you want to get yourself out of that stuff. And if you look back upon your life, always that situation where you go, yeah, why did this happen to me? You know, I know better, you know? Oh, it'd kind of be like, you know, this probably has happened to a lot of people. You know, you're driving your car, and for some reason you're speeding. And not too conscious, and maybe you're going 10 miles an hour over the speed limit, and all of a sudden you get pulled over. And you thought, gee, I never sped before. Oh, for a long, long time. Well, why am I doing it now? And get a ticket, and you go, this seems pretty stupid. Or maybe you don't, put on your seatbelt or something, which you always do, but this time you didn't do it. And you wonder why that happened to you, why you're now dealing with that situation. Well, that's your family probably making you the guinea pig. Oh, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, thank you so much. It's really important to remember that. And I just checked out the Prosperity Jumpstart Deluxe Special, which is a 90-day, three-month clearing. And that clearing is amazing. If you're looking for it, it's on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And it includes the self-empowerment clearing, psychic billboard clearing, prosperity empowerment clearing, poverty whole life clearing, seven-generation poverty clearing, whole-life victim clearing, and curses, spells, and hexes clearing. So there's a lot of different ways to maybe go after and attack your attachments to you know, whether you think something is expensive or cheap or how you feel about money or your finances in general, that seems like it would be a really great place to start. So if you're looking for that, just type in prosperity into the search box under search for healing on the left side of the creationlightship.com homepage. Sounds wonderful. Okay, so I'm going to move on to the next question. And this one is a bit of a two-parter. And actually, they have a question about three clearings. The first one is the alien all-parallel lifetime removal. And this listener is wondering if they should do this clearing. They already have the unlimited current lifetime cloned bodies living on cloned Earths and cloned planets, and timeline crashing, which also gets rid of parallel lives in connection with particular issues. So they're wondering, how does the all-parallel, I guess the alien all-parallel lifetime removal fit in with or add anything more to these two clearings? And they're wondering if they need this one as well.
Okay, the all one allows you to take any of your clearings that you have had and put it into the alien arena, okay? So that's what it does, and so that's why we did that, because some people know that they are having situations from the aliens happening to them, and this allows you to go into the emotional realm of things, in the fear realm, anxiety, all this stuff, physical stuff. So that's why we put it up. So that's what it's for. It's just to bring all the clearings that you have had, wish to go into the all alien one, so that way and have that enhanced of alien life forms that are attaching to you, causing your problem. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, so just wanted to add really quickly, Ron, when you were doing the clearing samples of the phrases day late, dollar short, and also the lottery energy addiction, people are saying they felt releases from their stomach and also very heavy. Sometimes the judgment are from these people. So interesting. It seems like that one really had an effect on some of our listeners. Okay, so the second part of the question is about the alien blood barcode removal and the mental barcode removal. And they were wondering if you could please explain a bit more about these two barcodes as they haven't done them yet.
Okay, the first one, the
alien,
the
blood,
alien
barcode.
Blood barcode. That takes away the energy that are put into your bloodstream, into your blood, from the aliens, causing problems. Blood flows through everything, so that could activate your DNA and situations in you according to what they want to do in your blood. What's the other clearing you're talking about?
The mental barcode removal.
That one is the one, kind of, it's different. This one here is not like a mental clearing, but it's the aliens coming into your realm of experience. So it's the alien mind projections that they're doing. Well, it's sort of kind of similar to the satellite clearing that's free, but it goes much, much deeper. So remember, we have that on also the psychic billboard. So are you, you know, thinking of stuff yourself causing your problems, transmitting that onto your billboard? Are the aliens doing it, or is it other people? So that's why we put that one up for the mental clearing, so that the aliens can maybe get away from you somewhat so that you can think clearer. That's what it's for. Programs that are being attached to you, making you think a certain way or have a certain program that you're running all the time. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, so would that be different from the blood and circulatory system clearing, which this person has done and has the unlimited on?
Yeah, that would be different, uh-huh, a little deeper.
Okay, okay. So it just seems like you're doing all the right clearings. Maybe if you felt like you needed to go a little bit deeper, that might be a good, these might be good ones for you to do. Okay, and then the last part is, what would be the best clearing for having taken a vow or oath with a previous spiritual group? and they're asking if the religious indoctrination would be a good one, and if you could maybe please do a sample if you feel like it.
Yeah, that would be good. We also have the one where you can go in and do that.
Dark Side Practitioner, maybe?
Oh, there's one that has to deal with that exactly. So you may want to just type that word into the search box. I don't have it in front of me right now, but there's one that we have for, have done polls and alignments with different groups, and that's on the website. So here we go. So we'll first do the Dark Side Practitioner clearing. So think of that person and that aligns you with the darkness. I know that. Here we go. I'm going to release that from you. Just think of that person's name. So we'll do that, and then we'll do the religious indoctrination. So one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Now we'll do the religious indoctrination clearing. So this one here would be, you know, what you get in churches and everything else. Well, that's what it's for. So here we go. Dealing with churches would be that clearing. So you have to think of something that maybe you had occurring with you as you were doing something with these people and your connection to a particular church. You may want to just think of the church as the name of the church, possibly, or the type of church that it was. Probably still is. So here we go. Releasing that from you. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Ron. So if you're looking for these, the I believe the 2,000 Years of Darkness barcode removal is a sample healing, which is free, and that you can find on the left side of creationlightship.com. And if you're looking for the other clearing that Ron was talking about, it's called the Religion Indoctrination Clearing, and it is a whole lifetime clearing. It also goes back through many generations, so you can check that one out by typing religion into the search box on creationlightship.com. Okay, so thank you so much. And just wanted to remind everybody, if you have benefited from any of the sample healings or clearings that Ron's done on BBS, or if you've done them through creationlightship.com, you can always feel free to donate through PayPal. There is a button on the right side of the website. It's always nice to get the donations because Ron is a very generous healer. So thank you so much, Ron. We really appreciate all that you do for us. Okay, so I'm moving on to the next question. And this listener, it's kind of a long email, so I'm just going to kind of paraphrase it a bit. But this listener has to have a major dental work done, and they have to be in the dental chair for quite a long time, an hour and a half, and possibly be getting an injection. They purchased the Alien Attack page to clear as much as they could that way. So they said that they would very much appreciate any clearings that you could or would do that you might need, that they might need a result of the dental visit. And they just wanted you to know that they love and appreciate you so very much, Ron. There are so many new clearings that they are hopefully going to be doing.
Yeah, I don't know what else. That one's a very good one to do because you don't know what's going to come into you.
Right, from the dental.
Oh, that one might be the one. I don't know. Entity clearing would be good. You know, you may want to do that. And probably want to do the Be Here Now clearing for the dentist. Remember, entities can body hop into people. Want to make sure that the dentist is the real dentist that you saw when you made the appointment, okay? Oh, make sure that you get the right one. At least hopefully that's the one that you want. So, probably look at that and do the Be Here Now clearing. Hopefully he doesn't have entities or she doesn't have entities that do dental work, and they might be better than the original doctor, but ideally they want somebody to do something where they don't know what they're doing to you. Oh, that's why I say do the Be Here Now clearing. That may be what would help you, probably. Alien one is good to get rid of the critters as they work with you that could be coming into you, loving you to, remember, you're giving yourself over to somebody else. That's what you have to look at. So, in a sense, you're giving your power away to somebody else because you can't fix your teeth, okay? And that's true with probably, you know, everybody. So you need to know that who you're giving your power away to is going to work with you the best way possible, have you for an experiment. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, so it just seems like maybe also one of the things I thought of would be to do I command my body energy to shrink wrap before you go into whatever type of appointment that you have to go to where people are going to be touching you or poking at you or prodding you or whatever it is. Some very effective, you can do that anytime. And even when you're like in the grocery store and, you know, or you're in a crowd and people are bumping into you, you never know what's going to come in there. And also the space clearing, Ron, I don't know if you want to talk about the space clearing for a few minutes.
Yeah, you could, you know, put a space clearing on to the office where you're going into. People do that. People, you know, do the space clearing for like in their car. House, in their office, in their little cubicle, or whatever they're doing, that will tend to ward off entities. That would be a good thing to do. Also, you need to, the space clearing could possibly get rid of the aliens that would be attached to the dental equipment, or maybe the hands of the people that are dealing with and handing over the instruments or your operation. You don't want to have these things pop into you, somebody else. So I would probably do the space clearing. So see if anybody else on the fast chat has any suggestions. Maybe they already been through this here and it worked out pretty well by doing a certain clearing. So we'll see what they come up with. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, so actually there's a couple of comments on the fast chat, and one listener crashed 60 panic timelines today, and they still feel panic in their body. So is that just a question of doing more timeline crashes, Ron?
Yeah, I would do more timeline crashes. That should start to resolve. So, you know, what you might do is even look at maybe the past when you had anxiety and think when it first came to you or what gave you the anxiety and maybe crash that particular year, the year, month and year possibly. It's hanging on to you from the past. That's you, Elizabeth.
Okay, and if you are interested in removing entities, Ron does a weekly Friday call, which is the Entity Removal Special, and that one you can find, it's actually under the heading Special Weekly Clearings at the top of creationlightship.com. There's also the Tuesday Courting Removal Special and the Thursday Clone Body Removal Special. So those are really good to get on if you are wanting to maybe see if that might help. Any type of addiction or negative energy that you have in your life, because entities really thrive on that kind of emotion. Isn't that right, Ron? They kind of gravitate towards places where there's a lot of pain and suffering.
Yep, that's correct, yeah, because they want to get that energy. So the more emotional you are about something, the more the entities will come into you. And they all have their own program, so they'll be doing more and more and more to you, putting you more into anxiety or into fear, whatever, as you're thinking about it, and they just tend to compound the problem. It could have been a very simple situation, which may have been just a simple trauma, anxiety. Now it's full-blown, and these things are talking to you, and they want to get your energy. So you're getting all these ideas of what could be happening to you, not knowing how to respond to it or what to do, and it's just the entities. They'll leave you. Entity clearing, and they're gone. And very possibly you be back into peace again. Then you can figure out what to do with your situation. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow, I really feel like we're on the healing highway tonight, Ron. So many great questions. Thank you, everybody, for sending them over to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And also got a couple of comments on the fast chat regarding the space clearing. Is that something you can do on huge grocery stores?
Well, it'll do it where you're walking, where you're going to be. So the space clearing is for you where you're going to be in the store. Okay? So it's not going to clear like a large shopping center or a large store like, say, Costco or something or Walmart or whatever. It'll clear the area where you're going to be walking. So it'll work with you in that location. Like if you have a cubicle where you're working, and say it's, 6 foot square or something, then it'll clear out that space, mm-hmm. but it's not going to clean out your neighbors.
Right.
Or anything else. So it's mainly, for you. Wherever you're going to, but it's going to clear.
And if you were going into some sort of, private exam room, that would probably, that would work because it's more of a private area where you are going to be for some period of time.
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. So that sounds like a really good one. If anybody has any upcoming, exams or anything, maybe try that and let us know how you feel afterwards. It's always nice to get testimonials. So somebody also suggested, I guess for the person that was doing the panic timeline crashes, the extreme anxiety release clearing.
Oh, yeah, that one's a special one that goes pretty deep. Got a regular anxiety, then we got the extreme one. So that one I put up so it has more horsepower.
So, I know a few people who
don't need
that.
It, but it's your nails and everything else, and can't sleep at night, then the extreme one is why I put it up.
Yeah. Okay, so thank you, everybody, for your suggestions. We really appreciate them. And, so I have another question here, Ron. And I've actually never heard of this clearing before. It's the courage clearing, and they're asking for clarification of the courage clearing on the website. Why would we want courage cleared?
Boy. That one I put up because people were asking me for that. They wanted to have more courage. They wanted to be able to go out and do things. And instead of being a homebody, they needed some courage to go out. So that's why I put that one up. So the fact that you might be asking about it means you probably need that. Because most people don't need to have extra courage. That's what it does. It'll take away whatever you're dealing with, making you maybe being afraid in a sense or something like that. So it actually puts you into the mode of being having some personal power versus being powerless. That's what it's for.
So I was thinking maybe also, I'm trying to think of the name of it. There's a bundle clearing that might be good for that too. Not the body jumpstart or the prosperity. I can't remember. Self-empowerment, yeah. Thank you, Ron. So sorry. The self-empowerment clearing, yeah. I'm looking for that one now. I just want to see if that would maybe help you out if you were looking to get more courage.
Oh, it has a lot of issues, so I would say probably so, yes. Uh-huh. I think there's 37 or 38 issues, plus a box you can put one in case one of those was not what you needed.
And that's the, you're talking about the self-empowerment healings, right, Ron?
That's uh-huh.
Okay.
That one's a month and a half clearing.
Okay. Okay.
And that one works very well with the psychic billboard. So if you are wanting to change something in your life and you feel stuck, then I would say do the self-empowerment clearing. And I probably would not get the billboard clearing until you probably got a third or half of those things done, or at least do it maybe the second week. If you want to get some results in your life as far as clearing things out, get partway through that clearing, then I would probably go onto the psychic billboard. I don't think I would do it at the same time because you still have all these issues, so you want to get rid of some of those issues to help you out. It's like a Band-Aid. Clearing is a nice Band-Aid clearing because it touches on a lot of the whole lifetime clearings. Like I said, this is just a jump start to get you back into the flow of things. Or you may still have the same issues, but at least it's going to help you clear away what's preventing you this moment from doing something. Remember, if you have a long history of a situation, then that's why you want to do a whole lifetime clearing. This is just strictly a jump start for you. A lot of people have really benefited by it, but like I said, you probably want to wait to do the billboard clearing maybe the next week after you started this one. And then still do it, but you need to get some kind of energy underneath your belt first or moving forward to get rid of some of these situations. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, that's really true. I mean, it literally says in the clearing title, jumpstart. So it's kind of like, you know, when someone has a heart attack and they, you know, pull out the AED, it just is the energy to sort of jolt you back to life. It's not going to fix all of those problems that led up to you, you know, your heart failing or you having a heart attack in the first place. So it's a really important distinction to make that, you know, what you just said about the Band-Aid. And I think a lot of the times we do need that sort of jolt in our lives because things just feel so overwhelming that it's important to sort of get back out there. But then, you know, I think that's important to realize, like, when you're on the healing highway, you may need to go back and do some more work on yourself. That it doesn't fix everything the first go around. Which actually brings me back to our next question, and this is from the same listener who was writing in about the money and cash flow barcode removals. They say they did the prosperity jumpstart already, and now they need something deeper.
Then I would say you probably want to do the seven generational one. So if you have a problem, it'd be the generic, I think, seven generational clearing is what we called it. That's designed to take an issue that you're dealing with and go back further. Normally works with the special clearing. Will work, you know, by itself with a situation like that. So you need to figure out what it would be. Hard to say where locked with your finances or what's actually happening to you, you know. Oh, that could be kind of that it's your spirit probably to find out what's going on with you in your life. Or even ask a friend what they find wrong with you, you know. I don't know how else to put it, but, you know, why am I having this problem? You go, well, you're complaining about not having any money all the time. Well, of course, you're bringing it into your life. Because you're on the timeline of not having any money. Oh, gee, I didn't get that one. Now I got it, you know. Or maybe you're afraid of something. Maybe afraid of having too much money because you're going to lose it. Like I mentioned a while ago, maybe on the radio also at Expos, what you could do is if you want to maybe draw more money to you, possibly this may work, get what you think is a lot of money. I would think most people would think $1,000 would be, or even $100. But you want to take that and get that money, whatever you think is a lot, and have it on your possession. You want to maybe have it in your purse, in your wallet, in your pocket, or stitch it into your pants or do something so you don't lose it. basically three things. You're afraid of spending it, right? You're afraid of losing it, or you're afraid of having it stolen. Those are the three main things. And maybe you're afraid of one of those, so you're repelling the money from you. Oh, if you're afraid of having the money stolen, then because maybe you had that experience before of having somebody stealing something from you, then probably still are running that same program. How are you going to attract money? Because you're afraid it's going to be stolen from you, so you don't want to have anything. So you have to look at that aspect to see what's going on. But what you can try is to do this and have the money with you for about a month. Make sure you don't lose it, spend it, or have it stolen. Your body's going to get accustomed to it, and that can change your body program about rejecting money. Body could be rejecting the money. You can think that you want the money, and you're on a mental highway, you know, and you're in the darkness, and you could be really rich somewhere else in the mental plane, but you live here in the physical. So the whole thing is to accept energy of the money for your body to realize that it's okay. You may have, you know, situations to where you think money is evil, money's bad, money's dirty, and, you know, all these things could be affecting you from having the money come to you. And money is not abundance. So if you think about abundance, that might be different than money. So you probably want to, if you have a different definition for abundance versus money. If you don't, then it's fine. So you could have a lot of abundance wearing clothes and have lots of clothes, but you don't have any physical money and you want to have money. Maybe you're a shoe collector or something, so you're abundant in that realm, having a bunch of shoes, but money-wise, you don't. Maybe you spend all your money on shoes, you know? So you have to look and see what's going on with you in your life, how that's going to relate to you. The whole thing is, are you afraid of money? By having the money with you, on you, can help to release the programs that your body is refusing. That's money. And if your body is refusing it, you can do whatever you want. You may not ever get it because your body doesn't want it. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's just the thing, Ron. You can't really force it. You just kind of have to listen to your spirit and, you know, see what your body and your spirit are telling you. And that's kind of why it's so important to get on the healing highway and do the clearings, is because as you clear out all these negative densities, it becomes a lot easier for you to see things and to make decisions in your life about your health and your financial well-being. And I always think it's so funny, you know, at the expos and whatnot, you know, people's lives really do change. And it's then a question of changing your life so that you can now be more in line with your spirit. So it will surprise you how different your life may look and may become once you start doing the healings, rather. So yeah, the densities that we talk about on the show are actually programs, and they're stopping your flow of life. So it's important to remember that. I guess that we would compare it maybe to a traffic jam, you know, on the highway. And I mean, who's to stop you from opening the door of your car and getting out and finding your own way? But it can be a little bit overwhelming at first. So, Ron, I don't know. Are we still doing the overwhelm clearing for people? Ron, are you there?
Yeah, maybe next month.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to check the questions again, and if you have anything you'd like to talk about, just send it over, clsquestions@yahoo.com. So actually, there's a couple comments on the fast chat, and people are talking about slavery, releasing ancestral disempowerment, judgments, and lifestyle imprinting. The judgment being released was deeper. Yeah, judgment is really I mean, just in talking about money tonight, I'm sitting here going, oh my gosh, I have so many hang-ups, and, you know, it's one of those kind of hot issues for a lot of people. So maybe I should start doing that prosperity bundle. That sounds like a great clearing. So I would like to know, has anybody out there done these? And I know one listener wrote in about doing the prosperity jumpstart and needing to go deeper. So has anybody else done it? And have you also had any results from the money codes that Ron was doing on last week's show? If you have, write in and let me know what's going on. That would be great. Okay. So it seems like, Ron, somebody's written in about all of the extreme weather we've been having. I guess especially today there have been a lot of tornadoes in the Midwest. And wondering, is there anything we can do to help people? Would a gray skies clearing help, or do you need to do something more in-depth?
Boy, a gray sky could help, but it, let's see here. Normally the clearings work for you. Okay, that's what they're for. So the clearings are not for you to save the world. Clearings work for you. So the people there with the tornado would be on that timeline, and the people are all connected to the timeline of the tornado. That's why sometimes things happen, and some areas, let's just say with a tornado, may skip an area and hit somewhere else. Well, that's because the people in the area where it skipped are not on that timeline. So can you do anything to help them? Act with the people and tell them to do the mind a heart drop. As far as you yourself doing something for somebody like that, they want to do maybe, you know, a bunch of timeline crashes. It could possibly help, but the energy is really for you. You could tell them to do some timeline crashes to get rid of their traumas. That may work, or have them do emotional clearing, because now they're really stuck, and all the emotions of their whole life are coming up, having the loss of things. Remember, people normally hang on to stuff, and so when that happens, it could be very disturbing. All of a sudden, everything that you collected for your whole life is gone. So they need an emotional clearing. I would suggest, if you know somebody, tell them to do an emotional clearing to get rid of the stuff that's going on. That would probably be beneficial that you could do to help somebody. As far as trying to do a blanket healing to save the earth here, no, that's not what I'm about. That's not what the Lightship is about. It's to help each individual person if they're choosing to do some clearings for the ascension process. If you want to do some timeline crashes, then, you know, you may want to do 1,000 of them. I'd help eliminate another tornado from coming, you know, very soon if they happen to be backed up on top of each other. Typically not. I would assume that, you know, what happened happened, and they're not going to expect another one a day or two. So, kind of over with. So, any ideas what else to do for people besides the minor heart drop and the emotional clearing?
Yeah, I was thinking when you said, you know, all the people that are on these timelines tend to get connected to the tornadoes, and then we in turn get connected to them through the media. So, if you would like to do the media event, it's called the Media News Event Trauma Removal. That can sometimes help if you're feeling, you know, badly about whatever's going on, or, you know, the suffering of other people. But, yeah, that's an important distinction to make, Ron, that it is really about you and your spirit. So I like to do the gray skies timeline crash whenever I'm having just something kind of a weird feeling I can't put my finger on. That's a really great sample healing, and it's a free one. You can run it overnight. I sometimes like to do that, just to sort of protect your own space around you. Kind of is what we were talking about earlier with, you know, wanting to clear out large spaces. It's just not really a possibility. So the only thing you can really do is take care of yourself first, and then, you know, tell other people to do the mind-to-heart drop and, you know, maybe do that media news and event trauma removal, which is a great, great clearing. Okay.
And also, just another way of looking at it, where I live, I don't have tornadoes, okay, or hurricanes. So for me, it's not in my reality, okay? Now, let's just say that where you're living, that does exist. Or maybe you live in an area where there's a lot of flooding, okay? Maybe that doesn't exist either, okay? Although if the volcano goes off where I live, then that's the way that goes, okay? So anyway.
Equally so not no fun.
it wouldn't bother me.
Yeah.
Well, let's just say that what I'm getting into here is you may live in an area that has a lot of problems from, we call it Mother Nature, but typically it's probably man-made events happening to your area. The light would never cause harm. So let's just look at the situation to where, you know, maybe you live in Kansas or someplace where they have a lot of troubles, you know, like, what was that movie? It's escaping me. But anyway, there was that old movie on with the girl that went up, you know. The dog. But anyway.
I can't think of it right now.
Well, this is strange. Anyway, it's not on my timeline. So anyway, but if you do live in an area where there's situations happening, and it's a known situation, a known problem that could happen in your town, then you could be stuck to the timeline of that situation, along with according, okay? Oh, and maybe watching the movie Twister, okay? And that could also be a problem where you're tuned into that energy. But the main thing is, are you energetically corded to the earth, okay? And you can't leave. And a person living in a different state without that situation say, geez, why are they living there? This is a known area for this particular problem. Happens all the time. And why are these people living there to put up with this trauma? Because they will eventually have a situation happening, okay? So I would say if that's the case, then do timeline crashes, but probably get rid of the earthline, ley line cording, because you may be forced to stay there because you're energetically connected to the earth in that location and you can't move. Okay? Oh, that's one way of looking at it. So you may be stuck there against your free will because you're corded to the earth. The aliens connected you to that grid line and you can't move. You're there to suffer. So, good way of looking at it. Oh, Elizabeth, we got about maybe a minute left to go.
Yeah, I did have one other quick testimonial, Ron, if you want to hear it, about the money codes, the Jewish monetary codes that you did.
Okay, yes.
Last week. So this person writes, they received the Jewish monetary code, and by the way, they did not ask for it or even mention this. But today, this person's dad offered to pay their credit card bill off.
Wow, that's great.
Pretty cool.
That's just from listening to these programs. If you out there happen to hit the lottery.
Well, I played it, but I didn't hit it. Must be something on my psychic billboard. I don't know.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. Thank you for the show tonight, and we'll connect with you on our next CBS program, which will be this coming Wednesday, and it's at 7 o'clock on Station 1. We have our Friday, Saturday show on Station 2. So thank you, Elizabeth. Blessings, everybody. We'll see you later. Bye, everyone.